Our guest in the cafe this morning is the manager of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, Byron Taylor. Good morning, Byron.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, John.
Well, you're most welcome. Now, the Chamber has just started a new Facebook feature called Retail to Go, as we see some businesses reopening on a limited basis, and the kind of the restaurant takeout concept extended to other types of businesses. Is that a pretty good description, Byron?
That's a pretty good description, yes. We have started a Greenville Chamber of Commerce page called Greenville Restaurant Modifications for Pandemic page, because we were getting so many changes rapidly that we couldn't keep up through email to announce a menu change or an hour change or the way they were going to do pickup or curbside change. So we started this page so we could instantly claim the differences that were going on in these businesses. And that went on for a couple of weeks. And the governor on Friday released some restrictions on non-essential businesses and allowed curbside pickup for retail businesses in the same manner. So what we've done is we've contacted as many businesses as we possibly can. We know that this list might miss some people, but we're open for them to contact us to let us know how they're doing business. But we created a list that we housed on our Greenville Chamber of Commerce page with a link, which you can open up and see the various ways businesses are doing business and how they're doing business. Most of them are still closed if they're not non-essential, or most of them are still closed if they're non-essential, but they may be doing business by selling items off of their Facebook page or on their website, and then they have they have created ways where you can curbside pick up or they'll have UPS or someone deliver for them.
So you call this Retail to Go, the information on businesses other than restaurants. You call it Retail to Go.
That's correct. Yeah. Yes.
And this is available on the Greenville Chamber of Commerce Facebook page.
Greenville Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. This was in partnership also with the City of Greenville Main Street Department, the CBB, and the CBB, I should say. They actually have the list that they are updating in real time during weekdays, and we are posting this information to our Facebook page live as we receive the information. And we are sharing this information also to Greenville. City of Greenville has a CBB page called the Travel Greenville, Texas. We also have a page called Downtown Greenville Events, which is done with the Main Street Department. And then the City of Greenville, Texas Facebook page. All this information is going on those as well.
Okay. When you say CVB, you're referring to the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yes. We're talking with Byron Taylor, and Byron is the manager of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. So there's a number of places where people can find this information then. But we're talking to you right now. So one obvious place then is the Greenville Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. How are Greenville businesses holding up in general, Byron?
Obviously, there's a lot of nervousness going on.
Sure. Understood.
And the hardest part is to not knowing how long this is going to go on. All of us are hoping that the summer months, much like the flu, the spread seems to go down with that. We don't know about this new virus, but we're hoping that somehow the transmission can slow down and so everybody can catch up and get back in the mode of doing business.
Yeah. What are your thoughts in general on reopening business activities? I know you like anyone else, you have some concerns, but
my thoughts in general is that this is a medical community problem that they're going to have to solve on their own. Obviously, we know that the transmission is very easy if you're around someone else that has the virus, and you can get that before knowing that they have the virus, and so everybody's trying to be as cautious as possible. I know people want to rush, but nobody wants to get sick or pass away, for sure.
So can a lot of businesses operate at least well enough to keep going and to stay in business with the retail to go kind of concept?
Well, much like restaurants, only a portion of business is done outside of the walk-ins. And so we don't know yet. That depends on the health of the business now and before this started and how long this goes on. So yeah. That's going to be an equation for each individual business.
Yeah, yeah. We're feeling our way here, aren't we?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Byron. Well, it's Retail to Go with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce on their Facebook page, and also City of Greenville and Convention and Visitors Bureau is dispersing this information as well. Byron, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line.
You're welcome. And if anybody's confused and needs to get in touch with us, please just call the Chamber at 903-455-1510. And we'll be happy to assist you to find the information you need.
Very good. All right. Byron Taylor with the Chamber of Commerce in Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.